Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You think you understand how this business works, but you don't.
Landman, TV's biggest phenomenon, returns to Paramount Plus. From Taylor Sheridan, co-creator of Yellowstone, starring Billy Bob Thornton.
You have to know the rules of the game and bend them. And you really have to know them to break them.
Demi Moore.
I want success. Get it for me.
Andy Garcia, Ali Larter, and Sam Elliott.
You don't even know the game you're playing, do you?
Landman, new season, streaming November 16th, only on Paramount Plus.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's new car energy.
They're searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just for
Find your next ride at autotrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.
Joining me to talk about that right now, he is the founder of pregame.com. They are the exclusive odds provider to the Associated Press, and he is a great Twitter follow, especially this time of year, at RJ in Vegas on Twitter for my man RJ Bell. How you doing, RJ?
Well, listen, if anyone's listening on Monday, text into Sean the scores of the games. And
that would be great.
We'll have some nice locks tonight.
That would be great. A little biff from Back to the Future action there, RJ?
Do you ever remember on Speed Racer? Were you a Speed Racer guy?
I was, yeah, the Mach 5, yeah.
I still remember there was a time when his little brother, Speed's little brother, not the older brother, Racer X, the little brother, somehow had to be like 13 to enter this race, but he was going to be one day away from 13, and then they finally figured out they actually had passed the international dateline, and he was 13.
Spoiler alert for those who haven't seen that episode of Speed Racer. I believe his girlfriend's name was Trixie, right?
Oh, you know. Come on, don't act like you don't know that.
No, she was kind of hot, if I remember. For an animated character, she wasn't bad. It's good to talk to you, RJ. Good to have you back after being off last week and talking some football here with a few days left until the start of the season. Before we get into some actual on-the-field football stuff, there is off-the-field stuff that impacted the odds world over the week, and I know you and I had a discussion about it a couple of weeks ago, this Urban Meyer situation. 3-game suspension. I want to get your thoughts first on the punishment, and just as a sports fan, and I know an Ohio State guy as well, your thoughts on the punishment for Urban Meyer, but then the effect on the odds world that decision by the powers that be in Ohio had on the gambling world.
Well, my first question would be this. If I had made a number before the announcement over under 2.5-game suspension, with the firing being over, obviously, where would you have bet? Over or under 2.5?
I would have bet under because it surprised me they suspended him for the TCU game.
And pretty much you're the consensus, meaning I haven't talked to one person. I've probably asked 6 or 7 that question, and everyone said under. So 3 is over 2.5.
Yeah.
It seems to me that part of this narrative should be, hey, maybe some people are going to say, I thought he should have been fired. But, you know, the expectation was 2 games. He got 3. So at least Ohio State took a step in the right direction. And I haven't heard that a single time. It feels like this turned political. And I don't really understand how violence against women can be political, because I don't think there's very many Republicans that are like, yeah, you should beat your wife, and
right,
you know, she should make sure not to make you mad. You know, I mean, I get it. There's a minority, a small group that's going to think a lot of crazy stuff on both sides. But I think most Republicans and most Democrats are going to say, hey, beating a woman is bad. Now, the question becomes, how do you go about stopping it? How do you go about deterring it? And that's where the politics gets involved. But it seems like it'd be reasonable to say, hey, I wish you would have got fired, but boy, 3 games, including TCU, was more than I expected. Instead, it was pretty much party line. Oh, football wins again, versus, and the other side was, oh my God, Urban Meyer got a bum rap. He should have got 0 games. So it strikes me as a, you know, full disclosure, an alum of the Ohio State University,
yeah,
that they made an effort, at least with a step, to say, hey, let's go a little beyond expectation, and it didn't seem to resonate.
Yeah, I guess, RJ, my feeling on the whole thing is I'm not surprised at what the ruling was. I'm not as disappointed in the school as I am. I'm just not a big Urban Meyer guy. I don't feel his apology was at all sincere. The way he's cleaning up his own messes with tweets and things like that. The guy's a great football coach. I mean, I think he's one of the top three college football coaches of the last 20 years. I think he's an amazing coach. I'm just not so sure he's a great human being, but I don't know that that matters to a lot of people, to be honest with you.
I mean, how many great human beings are there, and are they going to be correlated with being a great football coach? Right. So
that's totally fair. The school I root for, I don't know. I root for Notre Dame. I don't know that Brian Kelly's a great human being either. To be
honest with you, 1 in 1,000 to be a great human being, and 1 in 1,000 to be a great football coach. The odds are 1 in 1,000,000 you're going to be both. So
yes.
I don't know what the numbers are exactly when it comes to how many people are great humans and how many people are great football coaches.
Yeah.
But I kind of know it's a lot to expect both. Now, obviously, you're going to want the person ought to be a horrible human being, but I think the tact of this conversation leads to my second main point.
Mm-hmm.
Urban Meyer's getting paid a ton of money, but he is two levels below true ownership, true power, right? So the AD's above him, the president's above the AD, and actually there's a third level, is the Board of Regents or, you know, whatever.
The governor.
Whatever that group is above them. So the idea that Urban Meyer is supposed to be the one making decisions like, oh, this is a legal matter and I should decide to fire this guy or not. No, that seems like something that should be decided by those above him. And if it's true, and it seems to be that he reported it, if anyone's to blame, I think you start blaming the people above. And now if you want to say, well, you know, Urban didn't do anything wrong because there was, you know, never even a filing of a police matter, whereas, yes, you know, they came out, and again, I don't know exactly what happened. I just know what I've read. Police comes out. They don't file a report. Now, if the police are corrupt, then let's get to them. Not Urban Meyer. Let's get to them. And if it legitimately nothing was filed, then I'm not sure how you can fire a guy. It's one thing to even file charges. Then the DA decides if they want to bring it to court or not. And then they got to be convicted. So it's like three levels away before when a guy should lose his job.
Well, I think one thing, and RJ, and I want to get to the odds part of this in a second here, but I think the one thing we can agree on with Zach Smith is he had a whole lot more stuff going on than just the stuff going on at home with his wife. Like he had the DUI that didn't get reported to his superiors. He had all the sex toys
How can anyone act upon it if no one knew about it?
I get it, but all the things that were getting sent to the Woody Hayes building and all, I just have a hard time believing that all these things were going on in a vacuum that nobody knew about at Ohio State when it came to Zach Smith. That's all.
The whole Zach Smith experience. Yeah, and the very last thing I'll say is this, is when you have a bunch of, and again, we can say this is an excuse and that we got to stop this, and if we do, it's going to be at every program, not just Ohio State. But in general, if there was a camera on every coach, I've been around a lot of coaches, you have too. If there were a camera on every coach 24 hours a day, I don't think there'd be less than 10% that would keep their job after a month.
Yeah, no question.
If it's, you know, insensitivity PC-wise, if it's being too rough on the kids, whatever it is, these are alpha males, and they're going to be far from perfect. The question becomes, where's the line? And I'm not saying even it shouldn't be a lot more stringent, and thus a lot of people get cleaned out. But it just seems a little hypocritical to focus in on one school that happens to be a very successful school.
Well, they're the ones in the crosshairs right now, so that's, you know, it's current events is part of it for sure. What did the odds makers say about Ohio State when they react? How did they react to this news, RJ?
Now, the haters out there are going to not like this. On Monday, if you were shopped around, you would have gotten 10-1 on Ohio State winning the title.
Yep.
Right now, if you shop around, you can get 8-1. So the Buckeyes have been upgraded. And you might say, wait a minute, RJ, you just told me that the amount of games was beyond what was expected. So how could it possibly be then an upgrade? Well, because built into that expectation, the realm of possibility, was a small chance, less than 10%, that he would be fired. And if he would have been fired, it would have been a drastic reaction. So any suspension less than firing probably would have led to an upgrade, because they were pricing in the small chance, but not immaterial, that Urban Meyer would be fired.
Yeah. RJ Bell, founder of pregame.com, joining me on CBS Sports Radio. First weekend of college football is coming up, or first big weekend, first big Saturday, September 1st, coming up here, RJ. What are the games? Are there any particular games that a line was in one direction early in the preseason, or maybe back in the spring, where there's been a gigantic swing to the other side that we should be keeping an eye on this weekend?
Well, I think in general, what we've seen that's caused some big line moves is something I actually think is actionable, Sean, in week one of the regular season, which is the idea that the third week is typically, almost always, a dress rehearsal. And for whatever reason, numerous coaches said skip it this year. Green Bay said skip it. The Rams said skip it. I think most, and I think Rams probably second on, boy, that doesn't seem right to me. I mean, Goff had a good second year, but why? Because he was coached up. And it's like now the entire league has had time to look at his tape and say, okay, play action here works for him, but boy, he's having trouble throwing to this quadrant in this situation. And we often see after a first successful year of playing, RG3 style, we saw it, where that next year when the offseason was spent trying to find a way to make that player play left-handed, play a little differently, that's when the trouble starts. You think Goff would be getting ready for that. And then I think the biggest surprise of sitting, Chicago. You got Trubisky. If Trubisky doesn't improve from the way he played last year, he will not be a starting quarterback in the NFL for long. But how do you improve? By playing.
Yeah.
So the idea that he didn't play, because what, protecting him from injury? I think you better protect Trubisky from the bench. So to me, I'm looking to fade Chicago early. Now, if I'm not mistaken, they play Green Bay, but I think Aaron Rodgers, though I wish the team had played more, could stand not playing much, much better than Mitch Trubisky. Now, lastly, I would say this. You know, this all runs in the face of Bill Parcells and Bill Walsh and Chuck Noll and Jimmy Johnson. Let's go down the list. It was all about more preseason, especially Game 3. And Belichick has said since the collective bargaining agreement 4 or 5 years ago, where practices were reduced, he said, listen, I think September is an extension of the preseason. I'm not ready till October 1. So the idea that Belichick needs 4 regular season games to get ready and the dress rehearsal in week 3, but somehow these other teams don't need anything, man, I'm going to put my money on Belichick.
That's RJ Bell, founder of pregame.com. You can get him on Twitter at RJ in Vegas. RJ, always enjoy the discussion. We will do it again next week when we will have a few college football games to look back at, actually, but also look ahead to week one of the NFL. So looking forward to that. Have a great week, RJ.
Thank you, Sean.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. You bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You think you understand how this business works, but you don't.
Landman, TV's biggest phenomenon, returns to Paramount Plus. From Taylor Sheridan, co-creator of Yellowstone, starring Billy Bob Thornton.
You have to know the rules of the game and bend them, and you really have to know them to break them.
Demi Moore.
I want success. Get it for me.
Andy Garcia, Ali Larter, and Sam Elliott.
You don't even know the game you're playing, do you?
Landman, new season, streaming November 16th, only on Paramount Plus.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just
for
you.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.